So joining me now is the winning jockey of the 2015 Grimthorpe Chase, and that is a jockey, Robert Dunn. He was riding Wayward Prince, who's been pulled up on the past few occasions, but he's done the job nicely today, Robert.
Yeah, he's down to a nice handicap mark today. The ground suited, he jumped, travelled great, and everything happened today in his favour.
And he has been running on soft ground, good to soft. It's good ground out there. It's good, like, sprinting ground, I suppose, and I think he relished that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It's a long time since he ran on that sort of ground, and that's his type of ground. They left the tongue strap off and... Dougie Costello's advice to the trainer was to leave it off. They left it off today, and that seems to have worked.
And if you look back over the years as well, Robert, he was seventh in the Gold Cup back in 2013. You know, he's 11-year-old now, but do you think he could actually build on what he's done today?
I'd imagine so. Like, a race like the Scottish National would be ideal for him. I'd say top of the ground at the end of the season, keep him fresh for then. He hasn't a whole lot of improvement left, but he'd run a big race in a type of a race like that.
And do you think that would be the key to go to the Scottish Grand National fresh, should he run in that?
I'd say that is the race to go for, whether they do or not, I don't know. Enjoy today, I suppose, and see how he is.
And as a jockey to come up to Doncaster and win the big race, is it great as a jockey? Great feeling?
Yeah, it's nice. All these big days are important to try and get your name going and try to get going. I was going to win it 2 years ago and I fell at the last here riding a horse for Venetia Williams, so I was out a bit of luck in the race.